FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A homeless advocacy group believes eThekwini's plan to relocate the homeless to Lower Illovo is destined to fail. The Dennis Hurley Centre is reacting to the city's recent meeting with residents over the construction of the Sakithemba shelter. Last week, Deputy Mayor Zandi Lemieni said the 400-bed facility is not a shelter, but rather a rehab centre for those seeking change. The Dennis Hurley Centre's Raymond Perrier says while they welcome the project, several concerns remain.
The municipality has been running safe open sleeping spaces for the last 5 years since COVID, and they've had between 200, 250 people staying in those different sites. So those are right in the middle of town. They're relatively manageable numbers. And yet in those 5 years, they've done absolutely nothing to provide social work, to provide rehabilitation, to help reunite people with their families. And so they just became dumping grounds for people.
He's urged the city to work with NGOs for real solutions. An Action SA in KZN says it will continue providing counselling to members impacted by a recent shooting at its Sydenham branch. Olani Radebe, the suspect behind the weekend incident, appeared in the Durban Magistrates Court yesterday. The Ward 25 eThekwini branch launch, attended by Party President Herman Mashaba, had to be cancelled after several gunshots were fired. Khatebe, who's facing a charge of attempted murder, is due back in court next week for a bail hearing. The party's provincial leader, Zwakele Ncwango, says Khatebe remains a threat to the community.
Prosecutor raised some issues. One is the issue of unconfirmed address. And two, this guy also have two other cases that MPA need to confirm. As Action SA, we still believe that even next week, this guy mustn't get a bail, mainly because the community where he comes from and the community that was present during the shooting, they are still traumatized and still scared of him. So we believe he must remain in custody.
And Canada's imposing new sanctions against Russia. Prime Minister Mark Carney says he'll implement sanctions on over 70 individuals, as well as the trade of 201 vessels. It says the action is to further constrain the activities of vessels that are part of Russia's shadow fleet. Carney says they're putting maximum pressure on Moscow, which he says has refused to come to the table for ceasefire negotiations.
We are providing additional military assistance, drones, helicopters, broader munitions, over $2 billion worth of assistance directly to Ukraine. And we are dispersing the next tranche of loan based on the frozen Russian assets, over $2 billion as well.
At the same time, rescuers in Kyiv say the death toll from a major Russian attack has risen to 21, with more than 130 people injured. Russia launched dozens of drones and missiles yesterday in what President Volodymyr Zelensky called one of the most horrific attacks on the capital. The Russian Defense Ministry said it conducted precision strikes on military industrial facilities in the region. Durban 21 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 24. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, Tottenham chairman Daniel Levy says they sacked Ange Postecoglou because the club needs to be competing in all competitions. A winning start for Sundowns at the FIFA Club World Cup. And if you missed it earlier, the women Proteas clinch ODI series against the Windies.